Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. Do you ever feel like you need a vacation from your vacation? Well, a European study found that 23% of vacationers noticed no difference in how rested and relaxed they felt when they returned from their time away. An astounding 17% actually reported feeling worse after their holidays. This is likely why you hear so many people grumble about needing a vacation to recover from their vacation. You know, the line between our personal lives and work lives is exceedingly thin. Our work has a huge impact on our personal lives, but the reverse is also true. What happens on our vacations or during any of our time off has a huge impact on how we cope with our stress at work, our creativity, productivity, and workplace morale. So when it comes to your vacation, are you ensuring there's enough rest and relaxation time built in? Are you managing expectations and communicating effectively about what your priorities are during your time off? This is especially critical if it's an obligation, which is what my friend calls a vacation where you are obliged to visit the relatives. An obligation. And finally, can you build in a cushion of an extra day off to decompress between your vacation and returning to the office? If you want to bring a healthier perspective into work and have a better sense of humor about workplace issues, then be intentional about growing your sense of humor and planning enough fun in your off hours. Because what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. And now my fun at work tip. Over the years, I've shared hundreds and hundreds of fun meeting icebreaker openers. Some of those meeting icebreaker openers have been the suggestion to just introduce everybody around the table with a fun alter ego name. You can go on the web, you can find all sorts of alter ego name generators. So here's another one to add to the collection, your alter ego poet name. Just Google alter ego poet name, you'll find the generator, put in everybody's name, open up your meeting with it, or hey, on a Friday afternoon, you want to have a little fun, do it. Have everybody introduce themselves with their poet's name. My poet name is the very poetic sounding Lucius Cornelius Windjammer. And now the quote of the week. Those that can't laugh at themselves, leave the jobs to others. Well said, Anonymous. And finally, in our It's a Wacky, Wacky World section, I came across this sign that made me chuckle. Psychic fair canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Until next time, everybody, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.